Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, we just played Morgan Wallen. Yes, we have.
The new Morgan and Posty, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, and it will play right after we do the throwback song at the top of the hour.
Oh, man.
We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and play. It's going to play all freaking day.
Oh, my gosh.
And the beauty of that is you cannot get it anywhere but radio today. You can't get it on streaming services.
Go radio.
So keep it right here, and we'll play it for you all day long. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
Love that. We do have Throwback Thursday coming here, and we'll explain that to you in just a little bit. We're going to throw out our forecast and give you a little bit of windage.
It's... No, I don't want it. Don't give it to me.
Partly sunny today. Now, breezy to gusty winds. All right, it is Throwback Thursday, and in case you're just sort of new or maybe need a little refresher course, this is how we roll for throwback.
So we get three songs, 80s, 90s, early 2000s era. We put them up on the mobile app. There's a vote tab, or you can go to z104country.com on the homepage, and you guys vote in these songs. We play them back 6 to midnight all day long, twice an hour, four times between noon and 1 for lunch, and it's just what we call Throwback Thursday, and you guys get to pick the songs.
And then what we do is we roll out a little thing called STDs, Stump the DJs ahead of time, and hopefully you have a chance to just sort of yell at your radio, and other than just yelling at us, you have a chance to yell out the song that we will be playing here that is not country. The theme goes along with National Alphabet Magnet Day.
Okay.
So you know those fun little alphabet magnets that we put on our fridge? We'll get into the history of that here in just a little bit, but that's the theme for today. So let's tune up our ringer dinger thingers, and here we go. Hey, you're on.
Right on the money.
You are on like
Donkey
flies
Kong.
On dog poop.
yep.
All right, here we go. Now, songs that deal. Now, I know that this narrows it down, and so you'll probably get these throughout the morning, but these basically are songs with letters from the alphabet in them.
Oh, so it could be just about anything. Yeah, any song in the whole world.
Yes.
Thanks for narrowing it down.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to do that just for you guys, and I just noticed that I have a song that is explicit, so hold on a second.
Oh, hell.
I know.
She told me that I'm not enough.
You definitely probably recognize the voice, and we were just barely talking about this guy moments ago. So I thought it would be appropriate to go ahead and start it out. There you go, Posty. Post Malone, and he already sang the song.
I Fall Apart.
There it is.
Think he'll call the show now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now that he's doing a country album?
Yeah, he'll probably be like, you know what?
Shall we tweet him again?
These guys have been begging me for years, you know? All right, there you go.
All right, so the country throwback that y'all are voting in, Travis Tritt, Put Some Drive in Your Country, came in third. Sammy Kershaw, Queen of My Double Wide Trailer. I know you'll get this, you guys, so get ready. Dave.
Oh, yeah. Did I edge her out that time?
I think you might have.
I might have had the edge. I know Shania Twain, right?
Yeah, this is what you say to Linda.
Honey, I'm good. Oh, wait, I need to share it with Lee.
I mean, you might be good, but
honey,
that's
I'm
not
good.
The name of the song.
Honey, I'm the best. Honey,
you know where you're
I'm the man.
Is. Honey, I'm home.
Oh, yeah, honey, I'm home.
Oh, my hell, Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Honey, I'm good. Well, honey, I'm home.
Well, I forgot that you have to get home, and then you got to be good. All right, here it is for
that's
you.
That's it.
Nice guessing, nice voting, people, for the throwback song. And that's how it rolls. Now, what we do is, now that this one rolls into it, you'll get three more songs to vote for right now, and then we'll find out which one gets the most votes, drops in here at the bottom of the hour on the Z.
I can't stop, it's falling apart. I was...
Did she say, I feel much better now?
When
she was there at the very end?
Absolutely.
Like, honey, I'm home, I feel much better now. Morning, everybody. There it is. You got Shania Twain, and that's the song that got voted in for this time around for Throwback Thursday.
Honey, I'm good.
Now, isn't there I think there is a song called Honey, I'm Good or by the Lumineers or something.
Isn't it Andy Grammer?
Andy Grammer, yeah. We were just talking about that the other day. I'm totally got my wires crossed, which very rarely happens, you know.
Okay, listen up, everybody. Turn up your volumes. Announcement.
Turn the volume way up.
Hey, you want it louder?
No, softer.
A little louder. I want rumble to hear.
Louder and louder.
Crank it up.
Keep it cranked.
I don't just crank it up.
Crank it up.
Prepare for glory.
Yeah, crank it on up and keep it here to the Z locked in because we have a lot of stuff here for you. We're still dishing out the cash every single day. As a matter of fact, in 46 minutes from now, we will be announcing our instant cash song of the day right at 7 o'clock. And that's the song you listen for in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250. We're throwing out $1,000 a day. You can win as many times as you possibly can. We've had several people that have been multiple winners that have the dialing magic old fingers where they get through as Caller Z and win themselves a little bit of cash.
We also have Brooks and Dunn ticket tag in the 9 a.m. hour, so we hope you caught the winner's name from 5 p.m. hour yesterday with CJ. You can also enter to win to see Keith Urban high in Vegas at Fontainebleau, a brand new beautiful hotel resort there in Vegas. Two nights, two tickets. We'll draw that winner on the 17th at 6 p.m. And don't forget about Coasters and Country.
Heck yeah. Our moms, we love you. And we're approaching just a few days away from Mother's Day. Sunday, May 12th is your big day, but we're celebrating ahead of time. And we're giving you a chance to go to Lagoon on us. We're giving you two all-day Lagoon passports. Right there, that's a $42 million value. And then in addition to that, we're qualifying you for four Jason Aldean tickets. And we're also going to throw in a Zoom meet and greet with Jason where y'all can sit there and get all dolled up and put a background in your Zoom at meeting. And then give it your best shot and best questions, which is really cool because I like that little format. You know, you might be able to just say,
yeah, it'll
hey,
be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. And we'll give that away coming up tomorrow at 6:30. And you do have to be listening to win for those people who qualify throughout the week. So listen, 8 a.m. hours, 6 p.m. hours for your chance to win for Coasters and Country.
And we want to remind you coming up next, we're going to have the brand new song from Postie and Morgan Wallen.
Okay. Don't go anywhere. We're also going to cover some of the things that are going on today. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We might have a little gusty. Sorry, when I look over at Deb, I can't help but chuckle because
thanks,
of the Farmington winds. And I don't know why, because probably just because it's not me. And that's why.
You know I'd do it if it was coming to Draper.
Yes, you
so
would.
So it's all fair.
Breezy in a lot of areas, but then those majorly gusty winds here causing some havoc. I hope you pulled your garbage cans in and everything else.
Yeah, they're on the west side of the house, so I think they're okay.
Oh.
They always are okay when we have an east wind. So we'll see.
Never say never.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, we're looking at 63 today, so it is going to be a little bit warmer as we get closer to the weekend too. And this sort of, I think this is that you know when the two atmospheres collide is what causes a lot of these windy conditions. And so the chance of showers will be 20% tonight, 30% tomorrow afternoon, and then still about a 40% chance of some showers lingering around on Saturday. Really, the best day of the whole next 5 days is going to be Mother's Day on Sunday.
Right now it's 36 and cloudy downtown.
Dave and Deb. I'm the only one.
You have it right there. Post Malone, our very own Utah resident. Good old Posty. Featuring Morgan Wallen on that one. And it is called I Had Some Help.
It is a song they wrote together. You'll hear that all day long here on the Z.
Love
that. So keep
it
right here. You cannot get it today on the streaming services. It's radio only today, so we're going to make the most of that.
Heck yeah. Make the most of the post.
Yeah. Good one, Dave.
Hey, 6:27 morning, everybody. Happy little Friday as we look at Throwback Thursday here, too. Again, your voting counts twice an hour all the way up until midnight when we do the throwback songs. It is now yesterday, if you remember, it was No Socks Day. Now, today, it is Lost Sock Memorial Day. May we all bow our heads at this moment.
And I thought that was yesterday as well, but I guess it's today.
A day to finally throw away those socks that you'll never find the match to. How long have you, do you think you have ever hung on to a single sock?
Oh my gosh. I was just going to say, my sock drawer right now is chaos. And it gives me so much anxiety. It is. It gives me so much anxiety. I really need to clean my, maybe I'll clean my sock drawer during the wind event today.
Yeah.
Since I can't be outside working in the yard.
Hey, you could do a windsock.
I could do it's a windsock.
You could
babe.
Put it on a little pole and put all of those little single socks out there on a for a windsock.
I mean, it's bad. I have so many socks in that sock drawer, and I have so many that are not. They don't have a mate.
Right.
They don't have a mate.
And it seems like we have that little basket, don't we? Somewhere that just sort of holds.
No, they're just in my drawer.
Or somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, we have that little area where we just put them there and go, someday.
Yeah, I just put it in there while doing the laundry when I can't find the match. And I'm like, oh, the match will turn up. And then it never turns up. I don't know where they go.
Where do they go? I mean,
I don't know. They're with the Tupperware lids.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
They're somewhere in that mysterious Bermuda Triangle hole where they disappear and never resurface. It is also National Moscato Day, a good day for some white wine. National Sleepover Day. Now, I don't know if sleepovers are as popular as they used to be. We did sleepovers all the time. And then now you hear about all of these creepy stories and stupid things. Now, look, we all did stupid things on our sleepovers, even way back in the day. We all did stupid things.
Well,
but
it says a Today poll found while 41% of parents were okay with sleepovers, 43% didn't allow them, 16% didn't feel strongly either way. But an Australian study found that 89% of parents do not approve of their kids having sleepovers. That's Australia, but it's probably similar here.
I just think it's a recipe for disaster. I think it's just a recipe.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Nothing good happens when teenage kids are in the basement with no parental supervision. And it is a little interesting. And look, let's be honest here. We hear of all of these stupid, creepy stories about the weird brother or the weird uncle or the weird... You know, the weird dad or mom or something that, you know, and And kids are scared to death to say anything because they, you know, something might happen and then they get threatened. And you're like, man, it's maybe it's not even worth
this. This is just our little secret.
Right.
If anybody ever says that to you,
yeah,
run like the wind and yeah. tell somebody else that you trust.
Absolutely. And didn't we read, we read a story just the other day where they, there was a man in the house. There was a bunch of teenage girls. Yeah. Downstairs sleeping, and then the man, guy, I don't know if this is the husband or whatever, the father of the one of the daughters of the house, he came down and was looking, and she woke up and saw that he was, like, looking, standing there, looking over
so
the little girls.
Creepy.
So she called her mom on the cell phone. I think she called or texted and said, come get me. And so it was 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. The parents came and just immediately picked her up and got her, and I think they mentioned it to the rest of you know, the girls, so just weird stuff. So sleepovers, we don't know what your policy is on that. And maybe some parents are probably just going, well, would be kind of nice to get rid of the kids for just a night. If they want to do a little sleepover, we can have a night of our own. But just be super careful on that. And, of course, we're also talking about all of the different things that we are doing today, different ways that you can win. When we have our Pledge of Allegiance coming up here shortly, so we'll get to that.
KSOP Country, KSOP.
Well, even the jingles, the original jingles come out from 100 years ago when the cinder block building went up and they brought the choir together and they sang those for you. Yeah, it is Throwback Thursday. Before we get to our throwback song that got the most votes, we're also going to do our STD Stump the DJs. Theme today goes along with that those wonderful little magnetic letters that we put on our fridge for many, or dishwasher, for many, many years, and maybe some of you still do.
Did you ever spell naughty words with them?
Yeah.
Like butt.
Butt.
Or
bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I always was disappointed that when you started spelling something out, you're like, I don't know, I wish we had two sets of these. You know, because it seemed like you were always lacking a letter. You always had to be creative.
You could make the 7 into an L.
Yeah. And you're like, well, I want to spell out bumhole, but I don't have enough letters. You know,
your
I don't
mom would have hello on there and you'd take the O off and you'd just giggle till she saw it.
Spells HD double hockey sticks. But yeah, it's National Alphabet Magnet Day today, which amazes me that the days that they come up with, you know, pick a little teeny thing like the alphabet magnets that you put on your fridge and let's make a national day out of it. So obviously any song that has the letters from the alphabet in it. And so with that in mind, with that category in mind, you should be able to narrow it down like nothing, you know.
Absolutely. So. It could be any song in the world.
Right. Use your ringer dinger thingers and yell out and see if you can guess which one it is.
I don't know what he does to make you cry, but I'll be there to make you smile.
Dang. Kind of thought I would pick one that was a little more obscure, but I mean, you know, but still one of their hits.
I don't care if he buys you nice things. Does his gifts?
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm good.
Honey, I'm what is the title?
It's All I Have to Give
by
the Backstreet Boys.
Never be a part. My love is all I have to give. Without you, I don't think I can live.
Now, this ties in a little bit here. I want to give you the Denver, I think it was the Denver Water Department. They have a video that's kind of going viral, and they did a little, they did a Backstreet Boys parody. Listen to this.
My yawn needs water when it gets hotter to believe. These dry days that I watered that way. Tell me why it don't water when it's raining. Tell me why it don't water when it's windy. Tell me why don't let your water water.
that the coolest ever?
Yeah.
Man, that was spot on. I thought that was so cool how they're saying don't water on when it's rainy. Don't water when it's windy, and then...
Come on, Benchland Water District. You can adopt that as your new theme.
Step it up there a little bit. All right, okay. Now let's move on to the throwback song.
So we've got Keith Urban, It's a Love Thing, which was his debut solo single. Came in third. Garth Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes, was second, but this was the winner by 120 votes.
Oh.
Lee. Independence Day, man.
Yeah, yep. Man. It's by Martina. Can I share it?
Yeah.
Is it Martina McBride?
Yeah, good job.
Okay, good. It's TBT on the Z.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light.
Martina McBride, Independence Day on the Z. Pleasure to have you along here. Now, we're also going to get the... Now, I know you're probably thinking, well, you guys forgot to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
No, we're just always late on Thursday.
Yeah. And that's all it is. We just we do the little throwback thing. We get that in, and then we still do the Pledge of Allegiance. And so it's still a chance for you to go ahead and help us out. And if you would like to give us a call, it is 528. No, it's not. That's Gunnison.
385.
Gunnison is
292.
Man, that was
1043.
I went way back to Gunnison days in San Pete County with the prefix.
Winona took to the stage last Saturday to sing the national anthem at the 150th Kentucky Derby, accompanied only by her longtime drummer and husband, Cactus Moser. The Kentucky native's performance came just days after the second anniversary of her mom, Naomi Judd's, death on April 30th.
And we will get to that here just in a second. Have a couple of people that are on the line right now for us, helping us out with the pledge. In fact, we have all five lines going here.
That's
this
amazing.
That
thanks,
is so
you
cool.
Guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Pokey.
All right, Pokey, what's up, dude?
Oh, you know, just on my way to work after rearranging the house again.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You get a lot done in the morning with moving some furniture around, but good for you.
Tell you what, I can't figure out how to keep that stuff straight.
Right? With as many times as that's like a daily thing for you. Well,
my great granddad told me the key to a good relationship, but I can't share it on the air.
Yeah, is moving furniture, maybe then. Maybe that's your morning cup of Joe. All right, man, we appreciate you calling in, helping us out. It's all yours.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless the thin blue line.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting.
Wow. Very nicely done, Pokey, with our Pledge of Allegiance this morning as well. Right before that, Wynonna Judd with our national anthem. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that beautiful alto voice of hers. Nate Smith, here at the Z, we have a bulletproof way of giving out cash. No smoke and mirrors, no saying you have a chance to win all of this and then later on finding out that it goes across the whole country and that you're competing with one in 22 million people or whatever.
We actually announce the winners. They're from here.
Yep.
So you're just competing against people in our market.
And that sound means that it is time to announce.
Y'all need to be listening for You, Me, and Whiskey by Justin Moore and Priscilla Block. It's going to play this hour for sure. It will also play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Every time it's worth $250 in cash and win as many times as you can. Grab your own pile of cash.
Why wouldn't you want to do this?
Why not?
Why not? Can I just give you a little bit of hope on the horizon? If you want to call it, I mean, hope. It's not like these rain showers are a bad thing. It's not even that the wind is. The wind really isn't even
a bad thing.
It's just not even that big of a deal. But now here we go with our STD. Before we give you the song that got the most votes for throwback, we do STDs. We spread the love, stump the DJs, a song that is not country. And it is also along with the theme of National Alphabet Magnet Day today. So any song that uses
it has letters in it. Thanks, Dave.
So use your ringer dinger things, yell at your radio, and win nothing.
Oh, what is this? Oh, it's not what I thought. Oh, it's, I thought it was like Burt Bacharach, but it's not.
Someday,
when I'm off.
There you go. Now, were you going to guess the other?
I thought it was Burt Bacharach or something.
Right, but then Bublé does a version of it, obviously, and so.
Just thinking of.
And this is the prom song that we'll be playing for the Dave and Deb prom. And what is it?
Well, that's not good because I'm going to look terrible. The Way You Look Tonight.
There it is. By full name,
Michael Bublé.
Your love.
Am I the only one that finds this era of music just. It's not only romantic, but chilling. It's just...
I mean, I don't turn it on to listen to, but I like it.
If you come across it or something like that?
Yeah. I would never jump in the Jeep and go, I think I'll turn on some Michael Bublé. Unless it's Christmas.
Yeah.
I love his Christmas album.
Right. This is just one of those... I don't know, man. When I hear songs like this, I envision just... the TV.
We know
off.
What you envision, Dave.
I think for me it brings back memories because it reminds me of my parents.
Right, right.
And this same, is something my parents had on all the time.
Yeah, same here. Same here. And I don't know why, but it brings back a certain amount of nostalgia but it also gives me this very calm and peaceful feeling too. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the candlelight you see in a movie. You have a dimly lit room, and you're just kind of romantically dancing with your partner, and just embracing the moment. You know?
Wow!
Wow! I got to come back to reality.
Where's the Kleenex?
You know, for some reason, I remember this song in My Best Friend's Wedding. Do you remember that movie?
I do.
With Julia Roberts, and that was their song.
Yes. Yeah, isn't that memories? And that's what kind of throwback does to us, too. Throwback Thursday, let's move into it. And
all right, so the country voting, Clint Black, Good Run of Bad Luck, came in third. Alabama Can't Keep a Good Man Down was second. This song won by 148 votes.
Oh, crap, I got to get my... Hold on.
Nothing?
Oh, why? It sounds super familiar.
It should.
I got it.
Oh, yes, yes,
it took me a minute.
Dang it.
Isn't it the Chicks?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Doing the Fleetwood Mac song, right?
Yes.
Why did I not get that?
What's the title of the Fleetwood Mac song?
Landslide, right?
Yes.
Oh, man.
This is one of my all-time favorite songs. Like, I want it played. You know how they, this is kind of morbid, but you know how they play a video at your funeral?
You want this?
I want probably the Fleetwood Mac version.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love this song.
It really is. It's
not that anybody cares, but I love this song.
Well, I want Lilies of the Field.
It's obviously very important if you're going to have it at your funeral.
Yeah, I love it.
No, that is cool, though. And you remember, I'll remember yours if you'll remember mine at the funeral. And so
Linda, remember, David wanted to consider the lilies of the field.
I know, and Deb
consider the lilies.
Yeah, you said that. It's such a like, remember, you want to consider lilies of the field. Yeah.
And oh my
like I didn't, I'm not going to say my, you're, well, remember that Deb wants Fleetwood Mac, Landslide. Make fun of your choice at your funeral.
I was just doing my funeral planning voice.
Now, Linda. David wants lilies of the field. I don't know if you know that or not. Well, I can tell you what, I'm not going to miss out on a chance of saying it's the Dixie Chicks on the Z.
Oh, David.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain.
If anybody's listening from Deb's family, she'd like that at her funeral. The song played at her funeral. I mean, Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. That one is the Chicks doing the version here on the Z for Throwback Thursday, the one that you got voted in, got the most votes. And one of the lyrics in there, time makes you stronger, and I can see why you'd want that
at a boulder.
Time makes you bolder when you'd want that at a funeral, at your funeral. Time makes you bolder unless you're dead. And and then you're just dead. You're not really bold or strong or anything.
Yep.
You're just dead.
Yep.
So very appropriate song for a funeral.
Good morning there, friend.
Shut your mouth.
What's your problem?
What's my problem?
Yes, what's your problem?
What's my problem?
Sorry, I'm not really a morning person.
Not a morning person.
You're not a morning person.
I am not a morning person.
All right, not a morning person.
Maybe you're in the wrong business.
Maybe you're in the wrong business.
Yeah, you would think so.
But for you, I'll make an exception.
Showtime!
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he once had a parasitic worm.
That is so weird.
That ate part of his brain and died there. So now we have a candidate. We have one candidate who's 81. We have one who is almost 78. And one whose brain was eaten by a worm.
Oh, that is so strange.
Go USA. Man, that is weird. I mean, I thought I had it was bad to have an earworm that I can't get rid of, you know, of a song or something like that.
That's a real worm.
Have some kind of have that happen to you. And then, of course, we can't forget about, speaking of politics, 82-year-old Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is running for another 6-year term. He's running as an independent. Wait for it.
I get it.
Oh, not even a courtesy chuckle? Wow. He's running as an independent.
Well, it's okay.
You know. I think that's getting a little too close to home to you, having to wear depends.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe having to do the tennis.
Dave, it's no laughing matter. Yeah. Especially when you have to pee.
Well,
it's no laughing matter.
Yeah, but the thing is you can pee while you're sitting there.
Oh, Dave.
If I see you do a little pee chill, you know how kids get that little pee chill when they pee? They do that little shiver thing with their body, like, whoo, that was fun.
I don't do that. I just, like, dance around.
But now you have the Depends on, and so you can just...
You can just let it go.
And pee away.
Yeah.
While you're over there.
Yeah, I love that.
Nothing's better than the smell of urine in the brand new studio.
That has never happened, by the way.
Gross.
That has never happened.
There it is. Justin Moore, Priscilla Block, and You, Me, and Whiskey. And I know that some of you are probably going, why do you guys keep pronouncing
the there's an H in there.
W-H.
For hell's sake.
So, well, why do we have to do that every time? Morning, Z104. Let's give you some cash. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, we have
going
one of them.
Going once.
We have one of them.
Going twice.
Can you hear me? All right, we got to move on. Sorry. Morning, Z104. What's your name?
This is Deb Peterson.
Hello, Deb Peterson.
Winner!
You are rolling in the
Yay.
Dough.
Yeah, you've got $250 in cash. That is the Z104 Instant Cash Song of the Day. You, Me, and Whiskey. Justin Moore, Priscilla Block. It will play again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hour. Deb Peterson, you and everybody else within the sound of our radio tower can win the cash. Win as many times as you can. Have you won before?
Yes, I have.
Sweet.
Nice.
How about that? Now you're rolling it in, even doubling your money, just like that.
Yes, I am.
Say the title of the song today for everybody to remember. What is it?
You, Me, and Whiskey.
Yeah, so she didn't say the H in there.
I think she did. Interesting. I kind of heard
she
it.
She was like, You, Me, and Whiskey.
Whiskey. I heard it. How many times have you won the cash? Once?
Just once before.
All right. Cool. Yeah, $500 bucks so far. Good job.
Right on. What are you going to be doing with the money as this just keeps filling up your bank account?
I'm going on vacation.
Nice.
Where are you going?
We're going to go to London.
Oh, no way. That is a bucket list.
Man.
For how long? A couple weeks? A week?
Yeah. 10 days.
Now, do you do this quite often? Have you been to Europe before?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Is it on your bucket list, or did it just so happen to be that's where you were going?
No, it's on my bucket list.
Right on.
Do you know what you're going to do? For sure have some fish and chips, right?
Definitely. Yeah, we're going to London, Paris. I can't remember where else. Amsterdam.
Oh,
that's so much fun. Well, have fun.
Yeah. Yes.
Have fun, because that extra cash will come in handy won here on the Z. And again, you can still keep winning. We're just dishing it out all week long, $1,000 a day. Now, have you ever been to Times Square?
No.
What's your name again?
Deb. It's hard to remember.
Deb.
I try to put that name out of my mind. Now, Deb, you have been to Times Square?
I have not.
This is an area where I kind of agree with this. You're, you know, stressed out at work, you need a vacation, and ideally not to a place that is just as stressful as work. Well, a report came out that on the world's most stressful tourist traps, and it looked at over 80 popular tourist destinations, analyzed visitor reviews, looking for negative words like overrated, tourist trap, and over or underwhelming.
In the end, the number one most stressful tourist trap was Times Square in New York. The Hollywood Walk of Fame in California is number 8. Those were the only two American places on the list.
Now, the rest of the 20 most stressful include Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin.
Ooh, I'd love to see that.
Would you really?
Yeah. The Eiffel Tower in Paris,
weird.
Deb, so watch out for that stressful visit.
Little Mermaid sculpture in Denmark. Didn't you say you're going somewhere over there to Denmark? Amsterdam. Where'd you say?
No. Amsterdam.
Oh, Amsterdam.
Oh. Is that by Denmark?
It's in Europe. The Blue Lagoon in Iceland.
The London Eye.
The Guinness Storehouse.
Oh, we're not doing that one.
All right.
The Guinness Storehouse in Ireland.
And the Louvre Museum in Paris. Just let it go, Deb.
Okay.
Just let it go.
And the Colosseum.
Just give me that. Just give me that moment, would you?
The Colosseum in Rome.
Now, on the flip side, Lake Casami in Switzerland is the world's most relaxing tourist hotspot, followed by
There's no V in there, Dave.
Uluru or Ayers Rock in Australia. So,
oh my God,
there you go.
Right,
those are some amazing. But
holy
now,
cow.
Times Square is kind of, I mean, it really, it's a busy, I mean, it's, when you walk through,
now, Mel Bernard cool. says, no way, there's something exhilarating about New York City and Times Square. But you probably have to be up to the visit, right?
Right. And I didn't look at it like it was overwhelming. There was a lot of people. There's a ton of people. But I thought it was really cool, all of the flashy things. And it was kind of cool to see, where the ball drops and everything else, where you just see a lot of this stuff on TV, and we just wandered through and had a good time. But that evidently is the...
I've never been, so I don't know.
Most stressful never been to tour New York. Strip.
Yeah. Well, JFK for like an hour.
Yeah.
But that's it.
No, it doesn't count.
Nope.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. JFK is not that close to New York City. It's a drive.
No, it's like... I've been to Denver. Well, really just kind of the Denver airport in a transfer.
Yeah. But, it's kind of like a flyover, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of land. That's,
yeah, you
that's
kind
true.
Of. Yeah.
You land.
Yeah.
So you can actually say, I've been there.
And been in those kind. That is kind of an interesting question, actually, Lee.
See, and I love New York City.
You know, yeah. And can you say that you have been to some place even if you just spent time in their airport? Like if somebody said, hey, have
yeah,
you
I
been
just
to,
did.
You know, right?
Yeah, I've been to JFK.
Well.
So technically she's been to New
sure.
York.
Well, sure
yes.
she has. Yeah.
The greatest country in the West. KSOP.
There it is, the jingle from back in the day. And before we get to our throwback song, the one that got the most votes, we're going to slide on over. We're going to get into our STDs, Stump the DJs, and a chance for you to guess a song that's not country. Our theme goes along with the National Magnetic Alphabet.
Letters.
So any song that has letters from the alphabet in it, which really basically narrows it down to one or two songs. So try to guess on this one. Here we go. Brings back memories when I was DJing at Xenon.
I mean, it sounds like 70s or 80s disco. I don't know if I know what this one is.
Probably don't.
Love Come Down.
Love Come Down.
I'll give you that, except I'm still taking a full stump on it.
Okay.
Just because it sang it right there. It is Love Come Down. Evelyn Champagne King.
Oh. What was her hit? Was it Shame?
Yes, that is one of them. You might want to Google that one up. I don't know.
Evelyn Champagne King hits. Shame.
You took my heart. Shame.
Does this not sound familiar at all?
It doesn't.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm
hashtag fail for
I'm
me
happy.
On that
I'll
one.
I'll take that one.
All right. The country voting, Brooks and Dunn, How Long Gone, came in third. Alan Jackson's Little Bitty was second. And this was the winner by 108 votes.
Shenandoah.
Nope. Lee. Did you get it?
Lee.
What?
Lee rang.
Did you ring?
I rang. It's Mark. Cinderella, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, Mark Peterson.
Nope.
Mark Peterson? he's
I don't
the
know.
One that killed
Wasn't
his
he
wife
our sales guy?
In California.
I don't know.
That was Mike Peterson.
Oh.
wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me. don't tell me. Hold on a second.
Come on.
Hold on. Cinderella.
He's
it's
big.
Vince Gill.
Yes.
There we go. Dang it.
Mark Peterson.
Well, I don't know why that came to my mind. It's DBT here on the Z.
See your son.
There it is. She's just tired of being Cinderella. You have that same problem, too, don't you? You're just
tired of being Cinderella.
Right? Vince Gill, or otherwise known as Mark Peterson.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so I just went in the restroom. It came to me.
While you were sitting on the throne?
You were thinking of Michael Peterson, who sang Drink, Swear, Steal, and Lie, and From Here to Eternity.
Yes.
And I said Mark Peterson killed his wife. It was Scott Peterson.
We're all over the place. We are all over the place. And you know what song I was actually thinking of was there is a song called Stealing Cinderella, and it's by Chuck Wicks.
Chuck Wicks, yeah.
You know, so we don't even listen to this radio station. We're stupid.
Up next, once again, we're going to play the new Postie and Morgan Wallen song in case you missed it earlier.
All right.
Deb, you are right, though. Michael Peterson.
Yeah, the staircase.
Well, the staircase guy.
Yeah, but I said...
Supposedly pushed his wife down the staircase.
Oh, he did it. He is so guilty. If you've ever watched The Staircase,
he freaking did it.
He freaking did it.
My wife would know all about that.
Yeah, ask her about Michael Peterson.
Michael Peterson?
Yeah.
So Michael Peterson, so that he's a singer and a killer?
A different guy, but same name. Yeah.
All right.
And
not our sales guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have a sales guy here, too.
Yep.
However, he could have been a killer, too. And none of us really would have. Never known. All right. Coming up, at what age do we start feeling those aches and pains? We'll tell you in a little survey that they did. See if you're right. If you know, maybe you're guessing away right now. For me, I think it was about age 8. Start feeling those aches and pains. And then we're also going to get to a top 10 list of things that have a 0% chance of happening in the next 50 years, one of which tops the list, Dave and Deb making a syndicated program.
Absolutely.
0%
Never
chance.
Never going to happen.
Post Malone, and he had some help with Morgan Wallen on that one right there for you. Utah's number one country station, Z104. And the title of the song, I Had Some Help. How old is Posty? Is he? I'm going to guess about 35, 37, 30.
His post yesterday said, going country before I'm 30.
Oh, wow.
And I think his birthday.
I way overguessed him.
He's 28. He was born July 4th, 1995.
Now, Am I not mistaken? Didn't he slip and fall on the stage a little while ago?
I think he did.
I think everybody has, haven't they? Seems like that's been sort of the latest thing. Luke Bryan has slipped and fallen. It seems like Morgan has. Kane Brown has. They've fallen off the stage. But when do you start feeling those aches and pains? You could feel them as soon as 28 when you slip and fall off of a stage. But maybe if you are, say, right around the age of 36, hang on tight because you're in for a wild ride.
A new poll found the average person starts feeling aches and pains at the age of 37. That's when your back starts barking and your knees start to buckle.
Now, obviously, this is the average they've taken because some of us start feeling that sooner. Maybe some start feeling it later. Back pain wasn't actually, people's top complaint. Top three spots where older Americans have pain right now are in their legs, their neck, and their shoulders.
Now, I'm, obviously a little past 37, I am so thankful that everything on me is still pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, my arm that I broke, not the same, won't ever be the same.
Right.
But I just feel like I'm really grateful that everything still works and I don't have real pain anywhere.
I mean, don't we all have a few little war wounds? I mean, unless you've lived in a bubble. I mean, I don't know if anybody, in fact, that would be interesting. If anybody has never broken a bone or had stitches or something, I mean, call us because that would be interesting to find. I mean, I've had stitches, I've had broken bones, but all those aches and pains are slowing us down too. When we wake up, it takes us an average of 7 extra minutes to get ready, in the morning.
Move.
Oh, my aching back.
28% of Americans said they deal with some sort of chronic pain on a daily basis. Less than a third said they've been totally pain-free over the past month.
This is actually that Deb, this is about the time where I usually stand for a while and then I sit down and then she hears the Boyd, my dad, come out in me. Because when I finally sit down, I'm like, oh. And I have this big old moan. 22% of us would give up social media to feel fewer aches and pains. Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
This is so random. 18% would give up cheese. Yeah, I'd give up cheese, Judy.
Well,
if my back didn't hurt so much.
Maybe some of these, they're just targeting some of their loves. Like coffee, for instance, is the next one. About a fourth of us would give up coffee if we could feel less pain in our achy joints and stuff like that. So there you go. Age 37 is the average age when it starts kicking in.
I'm 45. I've never broken a bone. Had plenty of stitches. I've also had 4 back surgeries, but no broken bones. Jason Sipes. It's because you don't do anything, Deb. You're just a couch potato.
Oh, there
no
you go.
Risk of injury.
Well, except you rode your bike.
Yeah.
And then, see, as soon as you started to Brett, actually, as soon as you started
it's safer. It is safer just to stay home on the couch.
Yeah.
But then you go out in the world, you're going to break stuff.
You left your house, and sure enough,
you
slipped on some leaves. You know, you weren't street smart, I guess.
No, I wasn't.
No, that could happen to anybody.
Jacob Harris says, I'm 23. I have knee pain and lower back pain, but that's my own fault.
Yeah.
I've never broken a bone or had stitches, although I've had back surgery. I'm 48. Never had a broken bone or stitches. Posty fell in a hole while on stage. A trap door was left open.
That's what it was.
Let's see. No stitches or broken bones. I'm 55. Andrea Sanders.
Huh. Good for you. I don't, but there's not a person on the planet that has not felt some kind of ache or pain. Let's just put it that way. And it could be, you know, could have been early on. I mean, look at some of these poor infants and younger children and toddlers that have to go through surgeries. And
my grandpa was 89 when he broke his first bone.
Wow.
I'm 22, surprised I haven't broken any bones so far. I may have broken one last night, but oh well. Peyton Oliver. Carolee Douglas, I'll be 58 tomorrow, never broken a bone. I have plenty of aches and pains to make up for it.
You know, sometimes you even feel like, should I even say it out loud? Because then I'll curse myself.
Because now I feel like today I might fall off my bike again.
Or anybody who's chiming in right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never broken a bone, and then watch, something will happen. And I hope it doesn't. It's great to be 88.
It says, last time you talked about jinxing, Dave, we had an earthquake. So maybe don't do that again with these poor people and the bones they're about to break.
Yeah.
Ooh. I didn't even think about that.
Shh. Yeah, don't talk about it.
We'll just be quiet here.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right. I have another doggy birthday today.
Oh, another one?
My Scouty is 5 today.
Wow.
And after 5 years of chewing everything in sight, and I hate to jinx this.
Yeah, don't say it.
She has finally stopped.
Really?
She has chewed.
Just out of the blue, just stopped. Not for any
No, it's been a gradual thing over the last 6-8 months.
Now, how many of the
since Halloween, she hasn't chewed anything.
How many of the rough days are you giving her? 5 or 6 of those a day?
She's all hopped up on CBD.
She's all stoned on from Farmer and Chemist.
Yeah, she just lays on the bed and smokes cigarettes and eats all day.
Dude. Well, very cool. Another doggy birthday.
So, happy birthday to my Scouty girl.
Yeah, there you go.
I love her.
There's a lot of bitches around your house.
I know, right? Let's see. We have happy
doggy. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just telling. It's just the real name for a dog. That's all.
Peyton Oliver, can I give a shout out to my sister, not by blood, Bailey Bowles. Thank you for the concert last night, but I'm currently broken. Anthony G, can I
Wait,
get
what
a...
what does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe tired.
Okay.
Too tired to go to work. Can I get another shout out today for my daughter, Georgia May? Dad loves you. Have a good day at school. From Anthony G. Mel Bernard, shout out to Emory High School girls softball team heading to state today. Go get them, girls. Dan, rookie Stitt, morning shout out going out to you and Dave. That's very
Thanks.
Nice of you. Thank you.
You're the best.
We also have, I got to find my birthdays here. We have some birthdays that we want to shout out. Oh, my gosh.
I'm waiting for
I know.
It.
I'm waiting for him, too.
Sorry.
Kelly Hurst, Darren Johansson, Raimondo, Abby Stahlschmidt, Michael Douglas, Andrew Rich. Let's see. Congratulations to Alex Bench. Sorry about that. Graduating Mapleton High School from Bryce Pryor. Let's see. I think that's it.
All right.
So if you're having a birthday today, happy birthday. Happy birthday to my beautiful niece, Vanessa Pawnee. You finally are legal, from Christy.
Okay. We're going to sing our little song, and here we go.
You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z.
STD, we're spreading the love. Stump the DJs, a chance for you to win nothing and just yell at your radio if you can guess the song that is not country. Theme goes along with National Magnetic Alphabet Day letter things. And then if you want to narrow it down, this song has letters from the alphabet in it.
Well, that, thanks, Dave.
So you're welcome. Yeah. Here we go. Use your ringer dinger things for Deb and Lee.
Oh.
This is what my wife says to me.
Oh, whatever. This is your nickname?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so bad. You're not the only one I've ever had. And if I say I want to set you free.
I do have to put it on my makeup.
801-879.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you see that on the bathroom wall?
Yeah. It says, Dr. Love, 801-879.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. You know, I can jump all over the place with songs and you still get those, which it just blows my mind. So you have something special. I don't know what it is yet, but you still have, you have something special.
But, thanks.
No,
I am special. I didn't have a life when I was a kid.
Is that what your teachers
yeah,
tell
Deb
you?
Deb is very special.
She's a special girl.
Yeah.
Sweet spirit.
It's a kiss calling Dr. Love.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So the, you're going to love this one. The country voting Faith Hill, Peace of My Heart, came in third. Sawyer Brown, Thank God for You, was in first place. But this song won by about 48 votes. Lee.
I'm going to split this with Dave because I know he knows it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know both, but so what do you want to say?
Your choice. I'll go Achy Breaky Heart. How's that? That'd be good.
Awesome. Okay. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Here it is.
Winners.
TBT on the Z. Doing the Billy Ray Cyrus dance and the Achy Breaky Heart this morning. Song you got voted in for this time around for our Throwback Thursday voting contest. Three more songs are up for vote, and we'll find out which one grabs the most at the bottom of the hour. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday.
Mama, you wiped my can, sung me lullabies to bed, beat me until I was red. Mama, though your cooking stunk, I'm wishing you a happy Mother's Day. Mama, ooh, Dad left you for a guy. They're living happily in San Francisco. But I'm your favorite son, 'cause you're my favorite mother.
Isn't that a lovely song?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, not everything is, you know, rainbows and unicorns.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to play some Mother's Day songs.
Yeah.
Mixed in between plays of I Had Some Help by Post
Morgan
Malone.
How often are you going to do this? What are you doing?
Listen,
it's like every hour.
It's like, no, we're just doing it a lot today because the digital streamers don't have it, but they'll have it tonight at midnight. But keep it right here.
Yeah, because it is only radio only, and so that's why we're throwing it out there. Anyway, and it's a good song. I mean, you know, at least we think so as well. It'd be one thing if it was a horrible song, but we're doing it just for the fun of it.
Time now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
Now, it comes to us from Reba. She performed this song the other night on The Voice. The review says Reba sings about not being able to help anyone else out with their issues because she's too busy trying to weather hers. McIntyre sums up the fact that heartbreak knows, anyone that's who's been through heartbreak knows it's a suffocating feeling. And she sums that up in this song. Each chorus adds a little more bite to the message. And we want to know what you think about it. It's called I Can't. Reba McEntire, text us 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets to the Ute Stampede Rodeo for Thursday night, July 11th in Nephi, Utah. Celebrating 90 years of Utah tradition, the Ute Stampede will have extreme bulls for the first time on Wednesday night. Thursday night is family night. Friday night is military night. Get your tickets at utestampederodeo.com.
Same number that you text will get you here to the studio as well for this Reba song that you can vote on Dump It or Dig It. It kind of reminds me of just a little thing that comes to my mind is when somebody, when a whole bunch of stuff is coming down on you and you say that saying like, I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a big overload. So let us know what you think about it. Here it is on our Dump It or Dig It this morning.
I got the thunder in my bones, I got the trouble in my soul. Drowning in tears, my eyes were too proud to cry. I hear you knocking at my door, but I can't open it no more. Cause this heart's half full of rain and rising high. Sometimes all that you can do is just survive. I can't row you across right now. I can't row you across right now. I'm too busy building a bridge. I can't throw you a line right now. I can't throw you a line right now. I'm too busy trying to live. Well, I've been a fool for holding on. I've been a fool for being strong. I've been a fool for love and I'll be a fool again. As soon as the rain starts pouring down, as soon as I find some higher ground, I'll be good as new, but I can't tell you when. So just keep on striking matches until then. Cause I can't burn you a flame right now. I can't burn you a flame right now. I'm too busy seeing the light. I can't lift you up right now. I can't lift you up right now. I'm too busy trying to fly. In my soul, drowning in tears, my eyes were too proud to cry. I can't whisper a prayer right now. I can't whisper a prayer right now. I'm too busy, baby, saying goodbye.
One thing that she can do is share tots with her boyfriend, Rex Lynn.
We went back in a private room, and mm-hmm. the lady comes in and says, I know y'all have just eaten, but we do have some really cool appetizers. And we said, well, what are they? And she said, well, we have tater tots. And I said, I love tater tots. And Rex said, you know, I'm famous for giving people their nicknames, and that's your nickname. I said, what? He said, Tater Tot. So later on, during pandemic, I was in Oklahoma with my sister Susie, and she said, you know, he gave you Tater Tot. Let's give him Sugar Tot. Tots. So we're the Tots, Sugar and Tater.
Oh, they met over
Sugar
Tots.
Sugar Tot.
There it is.
I have a nickname, something similar.
Yeah, very
similar,
close to that. But... you want to share that with everybody?
No.
You overshare everything else. Why don't you share that?
No.
With all of us. Reba McEntire, or Reba, and I Can't is the name of the song. We want you to vote on it.
Adrienne says, dig it. Keep the Reba song. I'm going to dump that from Mandy. Definitely dig it. Shane with dig it with every dig. Incredible woman. Robin Stokes says, dig it. It's always yes for Reba. Love her. Jen Jensen. Barb Stewart. What a powerful song. I'm going to have to dump this. It's not my favorite. Cameron Cronmiller. Peyton Oliver. Dig it. Grew up on Reba. Doing the same for my daughter. Selfish. Dump it. From Andrew Pace. That is an awesome song. She still has it. Dig it. Jason Atkinson. Nicole Schaefer. Dig it. Love Reba. Everything she does is amazing. Brenda Russell says, dig it. Jason Weiss. Come on. It's Reba. Dig it. Missy Bates. Love Reba. Dig it. Jason Roper. Dig it. Great song from Reba. Dig it. I love Reba. She does a great show. Anita Erickson. Two digs from the Lesbianist girls, Michelle and April Adams. Jennifer Sipes, dig it. Love Reba. Rhett Taylor, I'll give it a dig. Maybe it'll grow on me. Reba all day, every day. Dwayne Sartori says, dig it. Valerie Madrid, Tanya Chavez, Stephanie Coons. I usually like Reba, but I'm not digging this one. It may grow on me.
Who is this?
Angie.
And what do you think?
Dump it. I've never liked Reba.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your vote.
Thank you.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Mel Bernard, dig it. I love Reba. Love Reba. Always good. Christina Chapman, love it. Alder Rydalt, got to dump it, but I love her. Becky Lindsay, it's Reba. Can't go wrong. Soft dig, not my favorite from Reba. Bronte Houghton says, dig it. Dig it. I love me some Reba. America De Leon says, dig it. Mikkel Johnson, dig it. Made me cry. I've been feeling like this a lot lately. Jason Atkinson, Breath of Fresh Air, dig it. Dump it, not my favorite. I love Reba's old stuff way better. Lori Miller.
Now, one person dumped it a little earlier that says it's kind of a selfish song. In reading the lyrics a little bit, do you, and I'm not saying that that's one way or the other, because that's what Dump It or Dig It is all about, to give us your opinion and what you think about it. Do we get to the point where we just turn other people away? Like, well, I just can't. I can't hear you, you know.
I mean, it says, I can't row you across right now. I'm too busy building a bridge. I can't throw you a line right now. I'm too busy trying to live.
I mean, doesn't that now?
I don't know that it's selfish. It's just, it's survival.
Yeah. And again, I'm not trying to diss.
But you know, everybody interprets music how they interpret it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's fine.
Right. And I think we've all heard that it's really tough to love someone else if you don't even love yourself. And so it's one of those things where you sometimes have to take care of your own self and emotions and mental well-being before you can support other people as well. Anyway, I don't know why I threw in that little analytical thought.
Carrie Warner, dig it. 100% Reba can do no wrong. I'll give it a soft dig. Not my favorite, but love Reba. Dig it. Reba could sing the phone book and I would dig it. Casey Heyman, always dig Reba. Dump it. Love Reba, but not gospel. Amy. Lydia Lewis says, dig it. Love her. She's an icon.
What do you think?
I'm going to say 75-25.
Okay.
For I Can't by Reba, the song she debuted on The Voice the other night.
Nice. We're going to roll the music. When the music stops, Deb will stop scrolling. That's how we'll grab that random winner for the prize this morning.
Cody Parker, you are the winner. You've got tickets for the Ute Stampede Rodeo, July 11th down in Nephi, Utah. We'll get these tickets to you. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow morning, I think we'll have a brand new song from Thomas Rhett.
Oh, cool.
That we'll feature for Dump It or Dig It. And it's all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Hey, their Mother's Day special still hanging in there. You can get $200 off a new e-bike or a new e-scooter right now. And in addition to that, you'll be able to snag one of those brand new trailers that they have. So whether you want to haul some equipment into the backcountry, maybe do some camping, take a tent along with you, or haul an animal out, or haul your kids around the neighborhood. This is the way to do it, where you get a free trailer, and it's going on right now with the purchase of a new e-bike there at Baku. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. It's a game changer if you have ever sat on a Baku e-bike. BAKCOUBAKU.com.
KSOP, Salt Lake City.
All right, before we get into the throwback song that is starting to play right there, but I didn't take a look, so thank goodness. Hopefully we didn't hear it, because Deb and, or Lee and I try to guess what song it is that y'all voted in without having to look over at the computer. But we are going to move into the song that is not country, and that's the fun one that we try to guess that it, along with our theme, which is National Magnetic Alphabet Letters Day. Does that make sense? Did I
say
that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here we go, and try to guess this song right here. Now, this is a song that has letters from the alphabet in it.
Thanks, Dave. What is this?
I don't want to go another day.
That took me forever.
So yeah. I'm telling you.
Don't you exactly wish your girlfriend was a lot like me? Don't you?
Seems like
who is it?
It's the Pussycat Dolls.
There it is, and
Stick With You.
Yeah, Stick With You. Kind of like what happens when you put some, get some gum on the bottom of your foot.
I'm a stick with you.
I'm a stick with you forever. Nobody gonna take me higher. I'm a stick with you.
Or somebody who likes to have chewing tobacco in
there. Stick with you.
I'm going to stick with you.
Absolutely.
And then spit it all out. All right. Good job. Way to go. That's
all right. All right. On the country voting, on the mobile app, the vote tab, or at z104country.com, Mark Chestnut's Too Cold at Home came in third. Diamond Rio's You're Gone came in second. This song won by about 350 votes. Dave.
It's the Eagles. It's not the Eagles,
it's
though.
It's the Eagles. It's from Common Thread, a tribute to the Eagles.
I know.
Kay. What is it?
It's Travis Tritt.
Yes.
And take it easy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Good job.
Hey, I already got that part.
Yeah, that part is easy. All right. I kind of. Double T on that one. Travis Tritt, Take It Easy. That's the song you voted in for this go-round of Throwback Thursday. Good job. Three more songs are up for vote. We'll find out which one hits the airwaves here at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. It is also National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
I remember when I lost my sock. How many times will I forget? They were there just wrapped around my feet. Now one is gone and now my foot's incomplete. But the biggest shock I ever got was when I found that missing sock hiding out in a pair of underwear. Now the matching one I can't find anywhere. No, lost socking, where'd it go? Brother, I know you've been there. I put them both in the washing machine, but in the dryer there just ain't right. I'm gonna be extra careful doing my laundry tonight. But you can bet I'll still be one sock light.
There it is.
It's under your son's bed. That's where it is.
Might be a little crunchy, but you might want to wash that. Hey, there is sort of that mystery, though. The washing machine ate it, you know?
Absolutely. And now, you wait for the other one to appear, and it never comes through.
I have actually taken a washing machine apart because we had a washing machine that was not working. It was sort of backing up, and I thought, what the crap? You know, so I did take it apart, and I'll be danged if there was not a sock in there. So don't think that your washing machine cannot eat these little socks. Maybe it'll slide down in the crevice underneath the big bin that turns. And
yeah.
Who knows? I guess anything is possible. Mother, I love you. Mother, I do.
I've got some coasters and country for you.
There you go. Morning the Z. Who is this? What's your name? Hello?
All right, I think we scared him off.
I guess we did our singing. I guess we probably ought to learn that we probably should not sing very much. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
My name's Joseph.
Joseph, guess what? You're going to make some mother really happy because you're going to be able to get two all-day Lagoon passports and qualify to win some Jason Aldean tickets. Not just two, but four Jason Aldean tickets and also a chance to have a meet and greet over a Zoom with Jason Aldean. How about that, man?
Heck yeah, that's amazing.
Heck yeah. Now, Lagoon has a deal going on this weekend for Mother's Day. Bring your mom in for special pricing, $74.95 when you buy two or more passes only this Sunday. Mention Mother's Day at the ticket window, or you can buy them online at lagoonpark.com using the promo code MOMSDAY24PLUS. Also at Lagoon this Sunday, the first 200 moms through the gate will get a special gift from Lagoon. But Joseph, you're going free on the Z. You can use these all-day passports any day this season, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Joseph, now, do you want to do a little shout-out to a special lady in your life since Mother's Day is coming up here in a few days?
I do. My wife, Jessica.
Oh, man.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's awesome. How many kids y'all got?
We got four.
Oh, boy. That's a handful,
you
buddy.
You guys are busy.
Moms are moms are rock stars, and she'll love you now that you have a chance to go and treat her a little bit there to Lagoon. Who's hooking you up with the most fun?
Z104.
This program is by far the best way to spend 4 hours of your life each day. Hey, it's better than spending 4 hours on Facebook stalking your ex.
Fresh on the radio right there, our local Post Malone with Morgan Wallen. I had some help. And we are playing that exclusively. It is being played on radio today. You're first to hear it. If you haven't heard some little snippets ahead of time from that particular song. But, man, we're playing the fire out of it because radio is the only place you're going to be able to hear that today. So, good stuff. 9 o'clock,
love it.
Just about here, a couple of minutes away. Now, we were talking about some of the things yesterday or a couple of days ago. When we were, you know, Swiss Army knives coming out with a knifeless, knifeless Swiss Army knife.
It's a kinder, gentler knife, David.
So it got me thinking, okay, well then pretty soon we're going to have like triggerless guns, arrowless bows,
okay,
slingless slingshot,
all right,
meatless burgers. Oh, wait.
Wait, we already have those.
Yep. Boneless wings. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. We already have chicken nuggets.
So it does kind of make you stop and scratch your head. But there is something that they have figured out, and that is what has a 0% chance of happening in the next 50 years. And that, of course, brings us to the thought that the Dave and Deb Morning Show, first of all, is probably still going to be around in 50 years.
Now, some of these I don't get.
But we're never going to be a syndicated show.
No, we're never. We're pretty sure about that.
0% chance.
I don't get this one. George R.R. Martin releasing The Winds of Winter. Maybe I'm just too dumb to get that one.
No, because I'm brilliant and I don't get it.
I don't understand it.
Someone said Leonardo DiCaprio dating someone before 2000.
Okay.
So these are just sort of some comments coming in. It's not like gospel.
Someone joked 1982 will not happen in the next 50 years, but someone else responded, but sadly, 1984 could still happen. That's a reference to George Orwell's dystopian novel called 1984.
Now, this person took it a little more seriously. Humans living underwater because building such habitats is extremely challenging and impractical. So things that have a 0% chance of happening.
When you see Aquaman and the city below the, it's not real. It's not
really
going to happen.
Yeah. Are you serious?
No, I'm not kidding. Curing all genetic diseases. All is a tall order.
Yeah.
Not going to happen in the next 50 years.
How about teleportation? Just being teleported to a different place and time.
Somebody said the Toronto Maple Leafs winning the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Now, they did okay in this year's playoffs before they were eliminated. The Cleveland Guardians could be added, but that goes without saying.
Yeah, I mean, you could add any kind of a sports team that's had a rough go for a little while, right? Getting a three-party system that actually matters in the U.S. Now, others said housing becoming affordable, taxes being reduced.
All right. Number nine, somebody said Karens will not cease to exist in the next 50 years. We'll always have keyboard warriors and Karens.
Yep. Somebody that'll always, I thought you knew that. I'm getting that. Matt just sent in a little message here to go along with what we were talking about. What's going to happen? 0% chance of things happening here in the next 50 years. The Jazz getting back into the finals. Have faith, my friend. Have faith.
Somebody else said Dallas Cowboys going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Toddlers eating their food when they're told. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you think the, could you, look, anything's possible. I didn't think NHL would come to Utah. I suppose that even if, I would say NFL not coming to Utah, 0% chance in the next 50 years. But I don't know, man. We might see some professional baseball, some MLB and some NFL. Who knows? Those are still chances out there. We still have a chance of rain, 40% today, 20% tomorrow, and then 30% tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow, and then into Saturday. Watch out for those gusty winds right around Deb's house. There's a lot of hot air floating around in Farmington.
Yep.
63 will be our high today.
Right now it's 45 and cloudy downtown.
All right, before we get into the throwback song, we're going to roll out our STD. We're spreading the love this morning. No creams or antibiotics or clinic visits. You can just yell away at your radio because it is Stump the DJs. Chance for you to guess a song that's not country like I mentioned. And then you win nothing. And the theme goes along with National Magnetic Alphabet Letter Day. So any song that has letters from the alphabet in it.
Oh, Dave. What is this?
It's Motap.
Good night, my angel. Time.
Oh, I know who it is. I don't have any idea what song it is.
And save these questions for another.
Because you recognize a voice, obviously.
Yeah.
I think I know what you.
It's his birthday today, isn't it?
75 today, and so I'm going to get to that here.
I think
so who is it?
Billy Joel.
Song is called Lullaby.
Okay.
And in the parentheses, good night, my angel.
Aww.
See, you could have this at your funeral.
I don't want this at my funeral.
Landslide and Billy Joel. Come on. Yeah, Billy Joel, 75 today. Happy birthday to him.
Wow, man, I can't believe he's 75.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I hope I'm still around it. Well,
you will next year.
Yeah, next year. I mean, without having to give away my age, but.
All right. I'm not going to be 75 next year.
All right. The country voting Bellamy Brothers, Lie to You for Your Love, came in third. George Strait's Blue Clear Sky was second. This song won by about 161 votes. Ah. Dave.
Ooh. We made
it. I think he just beat me.
All right, but hey, look, we'll share it like we normally do here, okay?
Okay.
Chris Ledoux.
Cadillac Cowboy.
There it is. Hang on and feel the jingle in your jeans.
Hold tight with a leather fist. Watch out when he starts to twist. What the d*** up the hill? Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
Chris Ledoux on Throwback Thursday, someone that we lost way too early. Rest his soul. Cadillac Cowboy is the song that you voted in for this time around. Three more songs are up for vote, and again, we'll find out which one drops in here at 9:30. We do it twice an hour all the way up until midnight. What are some of those, and I know you can probably guess these. Try to guess the three, what would you say, the most irritating management phrases.
All right, one that I like that I know irritates people is think outside of the box.
Okay.
At the end of the day, and I don't know another one.
Pretty close.
The Institute of Leadership and Management presents the three most irritating management phrases.
They are thinking outside the box.
Going forward.
And let's touch base.
Runners up for most irritating management phrases include,
let's have a meeting.
About that vacation you requested.
Hey everyone, it's open enrollment time.
And of course, we wish you well on your future endeavors.
This has been the most irritating management phrases.
Going forward, let's all think outside the box and touch base tomorrow, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
So I got like 1 out of 10.
Yeah, but it's pretty easy to fall into some of those, you know, especially when you're, you know, if you've done any amount of business in the sales world.
I guess I haven't done very much sales work.
Circle back, touch base, let's touch base. I use all of those, man. Hey, some of the other things that we do, and it also, we also say things that also age us. Now, I know you've, I don't know why I said it, that just tickles me pink. And I said that the other day, and because that's something my mom used to say.
Tickles me pink.
Yeah, just, I'm just tickled pink, you know. And then you've been kind of giving me a hard time about that.
I mean, what man says tickle pink?
Yeah.
Besides you. Honestly, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
agree. All
right. Not disagreeing with you. I'm probably the only person on the face of the earth that says I'm tickled pink. I don't even know what it means. Can you Google it and see what it means to be tickled pink? Does that mean you're just so happy that your skin turns kind of a little bit different shade of red?
Let's see. If you're tickled pink, you're extremely pleased about something. I mean, it doesn't really say.
Oh. It doesn't matter, but I used one of those phrases.
Pleasure or gratification. I understand that with you. You probably say that a lot, tickled pink.
Heck yeah. that's how I meant it. All right, what about this? Here, we did this list about some of the things that you start feeling that at age 37, you start feeling some aches and pains. And some of the things that you start doing at age 37, besides just feeling those aches and pains, well, what about this one? Wearing anything by Copperfit.
Okay. Is that the bracelet?
Those are just the sleeves.
Oh, okay.
The copper infused fabric.
Yes. Magically your arms, wrists don't hurt anymore.
And elbows,
your body
and
feels
everything.
Great.
You could play pickleball.
You could.
All day long with a Copperfit.
Just a minute, Judy. I got to get my Copperfits on.
How about this one? Taking pride in your lawn.
Okay. That's me.
Yeah.
That kind of tickles me pink when my lawn looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's great to be 88.
I know, right?
What about this one? Voicing your opinion at school board meetings. Yep. Other things you start doing at age 37 besides feeling aches and pains. How about agreeing with stuff on Fox News? Dreading trips to Disney World. Yep.
Too long. How long's this line?
60 minutes.
It's just lines and it costs too much.
That's all we did. We spent $180 and all we did was get on 3 rides. Leaving events early to beat the crowd.
Oh, I totally do that.
Oh, man. All the way. You know, totally. I'm like, let's get out of here.
Do we have to stay the whole time?
Let's sneak out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to miss the 3 best songs of the encore. I know, but let's just.
I know.
We'll listen to it out in the parking lot.
I'll listen to it from the top of the lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then here's the, of course, the top thing here. The other things we start doing at age 37, shopping at Costco for clothes. And I kind of love me some Kirkland brand clothes. I'm tickled pink when I can find something.
You know what I saw the other day and I thought of you? Guess who's hooked up with JCPenney?
Walker Hayes. I'm all over that.
Dave is going to be tickled pink.
I am.
When he knows that Walker Hayes has a line of his own at JCPenney.
I'm a start me a duck buck line here of swag and clothes in my closet. I mean, I would kind of hope that he would send me some stuff for free, but I guess I'm going to have to go to JCPenney and grab me some Walker Hayes stuff. We still have Battle of the Sexes at the bottom of the hour, and still a chance for you to win some Brooks and Dunn tickets this hour. Jordan Davis here, Z104. Good morning. You are caller Z. What's your name?
Megan Stewart.
Megan what?
Stewart.
Megan Stewart. Now, you're halfway there, Megan, because you know that this is Ticket Tag. And so you heard the cue to call for Brooks and Dunn tickets. Who is the winner's, what is the winner's name from 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
Oh, I think it was Nancy Whitney, was it?
Nancy Whitney?
Mm.
Are you just making up a name?
No, wasn't that the one? Maybe that was the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, crap.
I think I have the wrong one.
Oh,
yeah,
crap.
That's not what I have.
Oh, darn.
Oh.
Well,
this is the first time I got through and I don't have the right name.
Oh, I hate that. I'm so sorry. We need it from the 5 o'clock hour yesterday. And now look. However, you have no excuse when you hang up. Keep listening to the radio because we're going to, the next person, if they do have that name, they'll be able to, you'll be able to grab their name and then play in the 11 o'clock hour, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man. Thanks.
Gosh dang. Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. Your caller Z Plus. Who is this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany. Now, what's the name from yesterday?
Yes. I have that.
You have what?
You have what?
Yes, I have. Let me pause the radio so you can hear me. It is Annette Calloway.
Annette Calloway?
From 5 p.m. yesterday.
5 p.m. hour.
Yeah.
That is not the name that I have.
Oh, sorry. No. I have it. I texted it to my sister. Sorry. Chad Iverson. Sorry.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That, all right, you got it in the nick of time.
That is it. Chad Iverson. Ooh, that was a rough one.
That was a rough one right there.
Sorry. No, I had it written down.
No, it's all good.
I was like, wow, do I have bad information here or what?
That does make you. It did make us wonder on our side, but thank goodness you were able to sneak it.
I was driving home. Yeah,
you were able to sneak in the right answer. Now, we need your full name again.
Okay, Brittany Huntington.
Brittany Huntington. That is the name you need to know. Write it down. For the 11 a.m. round of Ticket Tag with Jim. Brittany, you're going to see Brooks and Dunn with David Lee Murphy and Ernest on May 30th at Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, all right?
Perfect. I'm so excited. Thanks.
That is very exciting. Now, Brittany, we want to know, when you text, what finger or how do you text? Do you text one-handed? Do you text with your finger? Do you text with your thumbs?
Interesting enough, I text with my right thumb and my left index finger.
Oh, no way. So you're kind of old and you're kind of not. Now,
Yeah. I've always done that. And I just, like, if I text with my two thumbs, I feel weird.
I can't do it either. I'm really? The same as you.
And I totally do it. I totally text with both of my thumbs. And that's just, it seems like that's always been the way I've done it. Now, when I visited my wife in the assisted living yesterday, I noticed that she was.
You mean when she visited you, Dave?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I get those two mixed up. But she was texting with her index finger, and she kind of always has. But she, look, man, she'll own it. She's the first one to just go, look, I know I'm, because some people can text so fast that they can fire off three or four things to you in the same amount of time before you even have a chance to answer the first one.
Well, snot-nosed youngin' on TikTok claims the way you text reveals your age.
Anyone that's using swipe to text, most likely millennial, possibly Gen Z. Anyone that's able to type fast and accurately with one hand, we're going to say probably preteen to age 25. You'll kind of stay at this thumb tapping age until I'd say 50s. Then you're going to start adding in your index finger unnecessarily. Age 65 plus is where you start doing the one finger tap holding with your left hand or your right hand. You're getting up there when you're doing that.
Listen. It's a mix of both, all right?
I know. And then some people
get it wrong.
Right. Yeah. And there are some people that, you know, millennials will say, you're still doing voice to text? That's so old fashioned. Just type it out, you know. But man, especially when I'm driving, look, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do voice to text all the time, all day long if I'm driving. So I'm not too distracted. But
I convinced Siri hates me. If I voice to text, she like purposely changes
same
the words, and I'm like,
Siri does not speak Deb at all. I can tell her, get me directions for the Utah First Amphitheater, and she'll take me to Burger King.
She'll be like, you wanted me to order you Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I know.
You're like, Siri, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, my wife even gets jealous against Alexa and Siri. Like, I'll say something to Alexa or whatever, and Alexa will speak back to me and she'll go, good morning, Dave. Thank you for your order to Amazon, whatever. Wow. And she looks at me and she's like,
what's going on with you?
She goes, she never talks to me like that.
Yeah.
You know? And so she's like literally kind of jealous of Alexa, you know? And we have the attention of the smart voicing, Alexa, add KY jelly to my shopping list.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, my God.
All right. Coming
you're
up,
we're going to add it to all of our shopping lists.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about the four bad morning habits, and there are also four good ones that we can get into as well. Plus, we have our throwback song stacked up and ready to go. You can still vote over the next few minutes while we play this little song here from Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, and then we'll get to that throwback song. Coming up next here on The Z.
I've always been a rolling stone.
Blake Shelton here, Z104.
KSOP.
As big as the country that we live in.
All right, the song that has the most votes ready to go right into our system here, and that's how it works. We don't manipulate it unless for some reason the voting changes at the last second while we're talking. But other than that, it drops right into our system. Your vote does count. If you want to keep voting as many times as you can, then that will help out your chances of hearing that song that you want to hear. Three songs are up for vote twice an hour all the way up until midnight. And then Jimmer in the noon hour, he has much more stamina than I or the rest of us. So he does it four times. You got to be hydrated when you do that much. And then we do STDs in the morning. Stump the DJs. Chance for you to guess a song that's not country. Our theme goes along with National Magnetic Alphabet Letter Thing a Day. And that's the thing that you put on those refrigerators and, you know, stuff like that. But then hoping that you have enough letters to spell out what you want. Because sometimes, you know,
Or you just take the O off hello and laugh your heads off and wait for your mom to see it.
Who put hell up on here?
We cannot have this on the fridge.
Who?
It's a swear word.
Damn it to hell. Who put this up here?
Damn
on the,
it, you kids.
on the fridge. All right, so here we go. We're going to play a song that's not country to go along with that. So basically, it is it's any song that has any kind of letters or anything from the alphabet that you could use with those letters or numbers, you know. Here we go.
Don't worry, I won't hurt you.
Oh. Before.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, do you want to hear the whole thing?
Yeah.
Let's hear it just for the fun of it, because it is kind of interesting.
Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
I only want you to have some fun right there.
Huh.
Interesting, right? What is it?
It's $19.99.
Now, you're going to have to buy three sets of magnetic letters.
Because you don't only get 1 9.
Right. So you're going to have to keep spelling that sucker out, right? Do you remember this? This is a big song, of course, as we approach the year of Y2K.
Oh, yeah. Our computers were going to die.
Yeah. We thought everything.
The rapture was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
The apocalypse. And nothing.
Man, those food storage places... They banked.
Yeah.
They banked big
time.
Don't
be caught in the rapture without your wheat.
Yeah.
Come on down and get a grinder and a 7,500-pound barrel of wheat.
Yeah. 7,500-pound barrel. I mean, I was thinking more along the lines of a 72-hour kit that was being sold.
Oh, no.
But
you got to have wheat forever and a day if the rapture's here.
That was pretty old school. Now, I wonder if people still have wheat around, because I'm telling you, we carried wheat in those buckets, you know, like everybody else did forever and ever. Amen. And I thought, you know what? I'm never going to go out. I could soak some wheat in some water overnight. We could do it in cereal.
David, that's why you buy a grinder, so you can make bread while the apocalypse is happening.
Well, the only time that I have grinded. Well, all right, there you go.
All right, so the country voting, Terry Clark, When Boy Meets Girl, came in third. I was going to say came in fourth. There's only three songs.
Wow.
Came in third. Clint Black, Killin' Time, came in second. This song won by about 350-odd votes.
That all?
Yeah. Thanks for all the votes, everybody.
Yeah.
Exist Until I Don't.
Live Until I Die.
Yes.
Hey, nice job. That was a good clue. Tim McGraw?
Nope.
Oh, Mark Chestnut.
Nope.
Doug Stone.
Nope.
Tracy Lawrence.
No, I think this guy has like 6 kids.
Walker Hayes.
He has MS.
Oh, Clay Walker.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Clay Walker, Throwback Thursday, TBT on the Z, and Live Until I Die. More songs are up for vote. We'll find out which one drops into the system here coming up at the top of the hour. Now, it is the commencement time for a lot of, a lot of the colleges have already done their thing,
yeah.
Right?
Are we going to play some Vitamin C?
So, yeah, no, but that would be a good one as well. Vitamin C has a great song to go along with that. But what we did is we thought we would chime in with Alexa to give some people. Now, if you're doing the commencement speech or you're a part of it, like you're a senior class officer or something like that, and you have to, or you're a valedictorian.
Yes.
Yeah. With a D.
Right.
There's a dick in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Then here's a few little suggestions.
Here are some tips for college graduation commencement speakers. Include a humorous experience from your college days. Unless it involves waking up in a bathtub of ice with homemade stitches where your kidneys used to be while on spring break in Mexico, then don't. Or try this. Use the phrase "the graduating class of 2024 is the future," even though we all know it's artificial intelligence. Next. Don't bother. There's a good chance graduation will be canceled due to protesters. Good luck, class of 2024.
Crazy.
You're going to need it.
Yeah. It is pretty crazy. Before we get to our battle of the sexes, 4 bad habits in the morning, 4 good ones. Don't wake up to the alarm.
Okay, 4:15, 4:20 in the morning. How am I not going to wake up without an... Oh, I see where you're going.
Yeah.
I used to do this.
But these are 4 bad habits. These are 4 ways that you shouldn't start your day, according to experts. Now,
you can wake up on your own.
I do.
I can't.
I do. Very rarely to the alarm. Very rarely.
Oh, that just... How do you wake up?
You wake up throughout the night.
I mean, if I didn't have an alarm, I'd still be like... at noon.
It's a sucky, sucky habit.
Oh.
You just don't sleep very well. And you just... And so you're kind of always aware of the time. And then finally, you just get out of bed at 3:30. So it causes immediate anxiety. So try something more soothing. Studies have found that waking up to the radio is much better.
Okay.
So not as quite abrupt.
I like that little tip. Don't immediately try to problem solve. The groggy feeling is called sleep inertia, and it lasts 15 minutes to an hour. So let yourself ease into the day before you start trying to solve. Because the minute I wake up, I'm like, what have I got today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got this and this and that. What have I got? What am I going to do? How am I going to get all this done?
Well, all you have to do is check your email sometimes.
Yeah.
Or what came in overnight. And then as soon as you see something, you're like, well, and so that's out the window. Don't drive straight into emails, which leads us into the next one. Reaching for your phone to read the news is one thing, but you also shouldn't be checking your inbox as soon as you wake up, which is exactly what I do. Again, it's immediate stress and you're not ready to problem solve yet.
All right. Don't focus on what went wrong yesterday. Try your best to start fresh. It's okay to look back and reflect at some point. Just not first thing. Go, yesterday was terrible. This stuff happened. And just
try to let it go.
Breathe. Try to let it go. Maybe think about it a little bit later.
Breathe in the good. Let out the bad. Here are the 4 good things. Focus on what you want to achieve. Make a list. It's a good way to organize your day and your thoughts.
Okay. Start with some deep breathing. Meditation is great, but even just stopping to take a few deep breaths can calm your mind and set you up for a good day.
Now, I've actually been told breathe in through your nose and out slowly through your mouth. Is that right? I think that really helps.
Don't ask me for any health tips. I have no idea.
It really does help, though. I use that a lot.
That felt good.
Right. It does, doesn't it?
I'll just be over here breathing.
Okay. Look at something that makes you smile. Think about hanging something in your bathroom that kind of sparks joy, like a picture from a fun vacation or just a piece of art that you really love. Visual reminders, like that, can actually put you in a good mood.
Now, get moving. Doesn't have to be a full workout. Some light stretching in the morning can help get your day started on the right foot.
So it's tough to think about jumping out of bed and doing 100 sit-ups or 100 push-ups, you know?
I never get out of bed.
That's what it means.
I'll do that later.
But, and maybe some of y'all can do that. But, man, easing into it and then being able to, you know, just do maybe some stretching is always good for the body, which I think that's why a stretch feels so good in the morning. You know, just a good stretch, you know, that you're like, ugh.
Feels good all the time, I think.
Oh, man.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, we've set aside another great prize for you for the battle.
Yeah, we have tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You might know Ryan as Walker from Yellowstone. Also, maybe had a little taste of the music on the show. He'll be here for a benefit concert benefiting the Ron McBride Foundation that sponsors after-school programs for at-risk youth. Tickets available at thecomplex.com.
Morning. What's your name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good.
Happy Thursday. Happy little Friday. Let's see if we can't find you,
no
dude.
Kidding.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Morning. Z104, are you a guy?
Yes.
What's your name?
Jeff.
Wait, what?
Jeff.
Jess? Now, Jess, it sounds like you're in the toilet.
I'm in the shower.
You're in the shower?
Yeah.
I didn't want that picture in my mind, but now, Jess, wrap a towel around you. Get close to your phone so we can hear your answers, okay?
I'm actually working, but yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, it just sounded like you're in the shower. Okay, Jess, we're going to let the ladies go first.
All right. Laura, happy birthday to music legend Billy Joel. Which song gave him his nickname and was also his first major hit? Piano Man, Big Shot, or The Stranger?
Piano Man.
Yes.
Nice job. Jess, question here. Happy National Moscato Day. Which of these would be best described, or would best describe Moscato? Is it a sweet wine, a dry wine, or a sparkling wine?
Holy crap.
I know.
Let's go B.
It's actually A. It's a sweet wine. Moscato is a sweet wine. Which I guess would imagine that probably just has more sugar in it.
All right. Laura, when it comes to home improvement, what's the name of the product used to seal gaps and prevent moisture or air leaks? Is it soffit, grout, or caulk?
Caulk.
Yes. 2 for 2.
Woo. Hey, I don't know about you guys, but do you guys ever use the white caulk or the black caulk?
Either one.
Depends on the color of where you need to use it, right?
Yes, either one. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, Jess, here's your question. If Jess is still with us, what does an aesthetician primarily focus on their line of work? Is it hair, skin care, or fashion?
Let's go skin care.
Skin care, you got it. So you're hanging in there a little bit.
All right, Laura, for the win, what is the standard number of balls used in a game of pool? 8, 12, or 16?
What was it again?
Standard eight. Number of balls used in a game of pool, 8, 12, or 16?
I think 12.
It's 16.
Oh.
16. Oh.
Oh, dang. All right, Jess, that opens up the window for a tie here. Which music star has Kendall Jenner been linked to romantically, including after the Met Gala? Bad Bunny, Machine Gun Kelly, or Calvin Harris?
Holy crap.
I know.
You
mean you don't keep
them? Can you say them again, Dave?
Bad Bunny, Machine Gun Kelly, or Calvin Harris?
Oh, my heck. Let's go A.
It is A. Bad Bunny. So now we do have a tie. Deb's holding up a finger, fingers between 1 and 10. And, Laura, you get a guess first. We got you as one of the first callers.
5.
Jess?
six.
It is seven. So just.
So, Jeff, you're the winner. You've got two tickets for Ryan Bingham at the Complex on June 22nd. All right.
June 22nd.
You can't.
Know what? I'm going to be out of town then. Should we just give them to her?
We could forward it. Are you good with that? We'll do that. Laurie, you're the winner. Jess, you can go ahead and cruise on your way here, and we will get the information from
Laura.
What's your name? Laura. Sorry. Here in just a second. Okay. Then we're also going to squeeze in a few little leftovers coming up here after the break.
Oh, it's the best day. It's Taylor Swift.
Kind of getting ready for Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, you know. I love this song.
I'm 5 years old, it's getting cold.
This song kills me.
And speaking of which, we have more tickets to give away to Brooks and Dunn. Keep listening for your chance to win. Coming up into the 11 o'clock hour with Jim Murr, and you just listen for the cue to call. You do need to know the previous name of the winner. So this hour, we just gave away a pair of tickets, and so that's the name you need to remember for 11 o'clock. And then it's so on so forth, it's ticket tag throughout the rest of the day today and again for tomorrow. Now, of course, Brooks and Dunn will be May 30th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater.
Don't forget to listen for the Z104 Instant Cash Song of the Day, You, Me, and Whiskey. Justin Moore and Priscilla Block. It will play for sure in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Just be caller Z when you hear the cue to call, 385-292-1043. It's worth $250 in cash each time. Win as many times as you can with the Instant Cash Song of the Day.
There you go. And then we're also going to be giving the moms a little present here, too, just to say thanks and for tuning in. 8 a.m. hour, 6 p.m. hour, we're giving away two all-day Lagoon passports, good throughout the whole season, even into Frightmares. And then you can also qualify for those four Jason Aldean tickets. And how about that meet and greet with a Zoom with Jason Aldean? How fun will that be? That grand prize will be drawn tomorrow at 6:30.
Don't forget to enter to see Keith Urban High on Vegas at the Fontainebleau. Go to Z104Country.com. The drawing will be on the 17th at 6 p.m. Come back every day and enter to increase your chances of winning. That's going to be amazing. The Fontainebleau, a beautiful new resort in Las Vegas that you can go take a look at and enjoy some Keith Urban.
Now, last but not least, but again, all of this stuff is on our website in case you need to go check it out. But our mystery sound coming up here in about 50 minutes, $204 on the line. And Jimmer has that for you. He'll play it if you want to listen to the previous or the sound. And again, there's clues and also the previous guesses to kind of narrow down your chances of winning that money. You can jump over to our website at z104country.com.
It's Throwback Thursday. Freedom by Bread.
Keep going.
It's Throwback Thursday today. Listen all day. Vote on the web or on your app. And also, we will be playing the brand new Morgan Wallen Post Malone song all day as well. It's not available on streaming, so get it from the radio today. It's kind of an event that we're pretty happy to be a part of today. So catch it. It's called I Had Some Help.
It is pretty cool. Well, tomorrow we're going to be doing a little tribute to mothers as well. Mother Freedom, yeah.
Yeah, Mother Pumpkin, yeah.
We are going to get to some Mother's Day songs and some special requests and dedications tomorrow morning to celebrate moms this weekend coming on Sunday, May 12th, which is this weekend. So, hey, we'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
Anybody got any more jokes? Anything funny? No? No? All right. See you, folks.